Welcome to the Now Network. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Be heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always welcome as well into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:1, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please like us on our Facebook page, on Women Speak Now with the Now Network and the P2P Ministries with the Mighty Man of God, Pastor E. We appreciate you, Pastor E. God bless you. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. You can give us your topics directly on our Facebook page as well as through Pastor E and myself. We invite you to press 1 and get involved in the conversation. We all have something valuable to share. I want to hear from you. We want and need to hear from one another. Don't be shy. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Father, we come into your presence with praise, and we come into your presence with a thankful heart. We thank you for waking us up this morning and for giving us another day of grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this atmosphere. Order our steps. Guide our words, speak through this broadcast. Use me as your vessel and all those who will share on tonight as a vessel to speak words of encouragement, words of empowerment, words of love. We love you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Amen. So tonight, we are continuing with our hot topics. Yes, continue with our hot topics. I will introduce to you and elaborate each topic one by one. And at the end, I'm going to open up the lines to continue the dialogue. That's the important part, the part that I look forward to when we open up the lines to continue the dialogue with you, the listening audience. So get ready to get involved in the conversation. So tonight, our three hot topics are, number one, Christians and horoscopes. Number one, Christians and horoscopes. Number two, the church is not a social club. Number two, the church is not a social club. Number three, why do we blame the devil for everything? Number three, why do we blame the devil for everything? So let's start off with our first hot topic, which is Christians and horoscopes. Many Christians are reading their horoscopes, posting their daily horoscopes on their social media pages, on Facebook, Instagram, etc. Yes, Christians. You see it, or maybe you are doing it yourself. Is there anything wrong with astrology? Is there anything wrong with looking at the stars and the seasons for our future? I think those are some good questions. Amen. What is horoscope? What is astrology? Should I, as a believer, participate in such things? Should I, as a believer, as a Christian, participate in such things as in astrology? I think these also are some good questions. So let's speak on it. First, let's get into some definitions so we can be clear on our first hot topic on tonight. Let's talk about the definition of horoscope. So horoscopes are a forecast of a person's future, typically including a delineation of character and circumstances based on the relative position of the stars and planets at the time of the person's birth. So it's a forecast into the person's future. It deals with the character and circumstances based on the relative position of the stars, how the stars are positioned, and the planets at the time of a person's birth. Basically, you are getting your future told to you according to the stars and planets at the time of your birth or the position of the stars on any particular day or season. You're getting your future told to you according to the stars and the planets at the time of either when you were born or the position of the stars on any particular day or season. You also have a sign assigned to you according to what month you were born. For example, I was born in June, so that would make me a Gemini according to astrology. Another definition of this horoscope is that it is a diagram of the heavens, a diagram of the heavens showing the relative position of planets and signs of the zodiac for use in calculating births, foretelling events in a person's life, etc. Now, how many of us grew up with zodiac signs? How many of us? We even have some songs dedicated to our zodiac sign. Yes, we do. The 70s were basically big on these types of songs. Yes, in the 70s, there was a lot of songs going on talking about zodiac signs. Y'all remember the best one, Float On? It was a jam. Yes, it was. It was a jam. Each singer would state his sign in the song and then sing about it. If one of the singers shouted out the same sign you were like, hey, now, that's my sign. Now, I did love this song. I will not lie. Float On is a classic, and it's talking about zodiac signs. Now, I know many still believe in the zodiac signs, and the conversation tonight is not, I repeat, the conversation tonight is not about condemning anyone, not about condemning anyone, but we are seeking the truth on this topic with love and from a godly perspective. Amen. This is real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, horoscopes, they have a very long history. Yes, horoscopes have a very long history, and they date as far back to Greek mythology and even Egyptology. That's how far back it goes. Astrology is one of the most ancient philosophies still in existence in the world today. Some even estimate it to be more than 3,000 years old. Astrology, 3,000 years old. So even today, astrology has been used to predict what happens to countries, the outcome of wars, and even economic trends, and many, many much more things astrology is being used to predict. My research on this topic led me to some interesting information. I learned that during the Middle Ages, the practice of astrology quietly hid itself as the Christian church became the predominant leading voice of the New World. So when the Christian church became the predominant leading voice of the New World, then astrology kind of hid itself. This was during the Middle Ages. It wasn't until the 1600s when an astrologer named William Lilly renamed astrology as being Christian astrology in order to avoid the wrath of the church and to make it more acceptable. This was an instrument in making it popular, astrology and horoscopes of today. We have the historical history on the horoscopes. Let's talk a little bit about Christians and horoscopes. This really is a hot topic. It appears that the majority of Christians would agree that horoscopes and astrology is not godly, while on the other hand, there are some that don't see anything wrong with it at all. So you have some Christians that are kind of divided. You have a lot that says horoscope and astrology is not godly, while on the other hand, you have some that don't see anything wrong with it at all. So this is our discussion tonight. So I came across one article that was titled Astrology from a Christian Perspective. In this article, the writer is supporting astrology. Yes, supporting it. And also uses the three wise men that came to visit baby Jesus as an example. You should be familiar with that story. It's a Christmas story, and it's dealing with three wise men who came to visit Jesus when he was born. Some say that the wise men were astrologers, and we don't know if they were indeed three. We're not sure if it was actually three wise men, but we do know that the Word of God says they brought three gifts. Nonetheless, I believe that the wise men were wise and that God can use the sun, the moon, whatever he chooses to help direct us. He uses all of his creation to speak to the people of God. We have the ultimate tool that he communicates with us today, and it is through the Word of God, the Holy Bible, amen. It is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. He is not limited at all. God is not limited at all. Amen. I said he could use anything. Did he not use an animal to speak in the past in the Bible? Yes, he did. Numbers 22:28 says, "Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you to make you beat me three times?'" So you see, the Lord can even open a donkey's mouth if he chooses to. Amen. God can use anything. God can use anybody. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, astrology is a distortion of something that is good. Astrology is used in place of God. He is not the one who is giving you a sign when you're using astrology. He is not the one that's giving you a message or whatever. The astrology takes the place of God. Astrology uses the stars and the things of this nature. We should be using God's words as Christians for our guidance, for our directions, for answers. Amen. It is God who we should be looking to, not to the stars, not to astrology. But what does the Word of God have to say on the topic, on this hot topic tonight of Christians and astrology? Deuteronomy 4:19 says, "And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and you feel driven to worship them and serve them." Isaiah 47:13-14. "All the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward, those that stargaze, who make predictions month by month. Let them save you from what is coming up on you. 14. Surely they all, like stumble, the fire will burn them up. They cannot even save themselves from the power of the flame. These are not coals of warmth. This is not a fire to sit by." That was Isaiah 47:13-14. So the scriptures seem pretty clear here on the subject on horoscopes and astrology. As a Christian, we should not read our horoscopes or look to the sky, look to the moon, or to the stars for guidance or direction. Isaiah 47:13 said, "This type of counsel has worn you out. Why has it worn you out? Because there is no truth in it. You get worn out when something's been told to you over and over. It's not the truth. Amen? But you cannot tell me that every day to the horoscope is accurate, every day that is on point. There are some truths to some horoscopes. If you read them every day, you may say, oh, that may apply to me this day. But you cannot say that every day that you read your horoscope that is accurate every day and that is on point. When I was younger, like a teenager, and didn't know much about horoscopes, I would actually read mine from time to time. It would be so far off. It would say, this is going to happen on this day, this is a good day for this, and things like that. I'm sure some of you guys can relate. And the Holy Spirit let me know very early on that this was not of God. So I didn't even like really say my zodiac sign. I went through the stage, people were like, oh, what's your zodiac sign? I'm like, oh, it's Gemini. And most of the reaction would be like, oh, you're not the typical Gemini woman. I'm like, what is the typical Gemini woman? And they would go on to explain, you know, what all the things, the attributes of a Gemini was and how, you know, I didn't really add up to that or whatever. So I was thinking, okay, the next time somebody asks me what's my sign, I'm going to say the sign of the cross. Amen. Basically, coming down to talking about our signs, and of course, I was just saying that people would say, oh, you're not the typical Gemini woman. And I would be like, yeah. After a while, after hearing it so many times on what the Gemini was supposed to be like, two-faced and all these things, creative, blah, 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 I'd be like, well, yeah, I'm not like the typical woman because I don't even believe in it. For one, it's fake. For two, and I don't even identify that with that. I identify with Christ. Amen. We should all identify with Christ. The only sign we should identify with is the cross, the one that he was on, the one that he died to save us from our sins. Amen. When we die, God's not going to ask us, what's your zodiac sign? Amen. Only one sign is he looking for to see if you have been filled with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus took up his cross and died for us. That was his sign for his love for you and for me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible does further go on this hot topic that we can learn from, and it is Daniel, the second chapter, verses 27 through 28. That's Daniel, the second chapter, verses 27 through 28. And Daniel replied, no wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery asked about. 28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. Your dream and the visions that pass through your mind as you were lying in the bed are these. So as we see here, the key phrase that we just read is that there is a God in heaven. Where? In heaven, who reveals what? Mysteries. It is God who reveals the mysteries. So we should be looking to God. We should be trusting in God. Look to him to reveal any mystery that we may want to know. And just about everything it is that we want to know has already been written for us in the Bible. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's look to God and not to astrology. Hot topic number two. The church is not a social club. That's our number two, our next hot topic we're going to talk about here on tonight. So we already discussed hot topic number one, and I want you guys to write down your points, have your points ready when we open the line so you can further add to it, talk about astrology and Christianity. Amen? So number two, hot topic. The church is not a social club. What do I mean by this? Well, a few things come to mind. For one, there are some who will only join a mega church or a big church. You know a few who do this. You're familiar with people like this. They will only join a mega church or a big church. They don't want anything to do with a little church, anything to do with a church that may not be well known or which we consider right now in this age as a mega church. Amen. So if the church is not well known or have many affluent members, then they would not join. The church is not a social club. I repeat, the church is not a social club. You have those that want to name drop. Yes, I said name drop. They want to have a certain social status attached to their church membership. You know the conversation. It goes something like this. Girl, what church do you belong to? And the answer is, honey child, I'm a member of the Greater Than Yours. My church is the bomb. We the business, Missionary Baptist, AME, Four Square, Church of God in Christ, Holiness, non-denomination. Amen. you get the point. Just a little church humor to make the point that it's not about the name, but the name above all names, and his name is Jesus. Amen. It's not about a church name. It's not about how big your church is. It's about the name that is above all names, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he reigns forever and ever. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Many are getting caught up in the names. Many are getting caught up in the labels, in the titles, etc. But how many know that God is not impressed with no name? God is not impressed with no title. Amen. He's not impressed with street your church is on. He's not impressed with how many people went there or which person was a movie star or any of that. Amen. God is looking at our lives to see if we are living according to his word. Amen. Are we living a holy life, one that is pleasing to him, not what church we attend? Now, you do want to be part of a church that loves God, that teaches his word in season and out of season. Amen? Not the watered-down gospel, but the unaltered truth straight from the Holy Bible. Amen? No matter how big or small or well-known or not, as long as they are preaching the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Does God know your name? That's what we need to be worried about. Yes, are we pleasing, doing what's pleasing to God and not man? Amen? Colossians 1 and 10. So, that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in knowledge, in the knowledge of God. Amen? So, we are to live a life that is pleasing to God, revering him, honoring him, bearing good fruit in every good work. And not get caught up in popular churches or things that does not add quality to the kingdom building or the spreading of the gospel. Amen. We need to be about our Father's business and showing brotherly love one for another. The church is not a social club. There is so much going on in this world to be concerned about. Amen. There are souls that need to be saved. There are those who need to hear the gospel, and that is what we should be concerned about. Praise the name of the Lord. Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Finally, then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that you receive from us how you are to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more, for you know what instructions we have gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this manner, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things. As we told you beforehand and solemnly warn you, for God has not called us from impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Amen? Amen. So let's live a life that is holy, a holy life, and follow the instructions of the Lord. Not that we must be perfect, amen? Then repeat that. Not that we must be perfect, because none of us are perfect, and we do know that we are only saved by grace. But this is the type of life that we should strive to live daily, and we do know that with God, all things are possible. Amen? And we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Praise the name of the Lord. I shared a post on Facebook the other day that was pretty profound. It said, the naked truth is always better than the best-dressed lie. The naked truth is always better than the best-dressed lie. This truth, the gospel, is what should draw us to any particular church. It is the truth. It is the gospel. It is the love of Christ that should draw us to any particular church. There are many mega churches that are doing wonderful things, that are preaching and teaching the truth, that are showing the love of Christ. And there are some storefront churches and very small churches that's doing wonderful things, that are preaching and teaching the truth and showing the love of Christ. Amen. It is the quality of the church. It is the word that is going forth that matters. It's the lives that are being saved, set free, delivered, the love of Christ being displayed. Praise the name of the Lord. When Christ returns, He is not looking for the mega church. He's not looking for the popular church. He's not looking for the storefront church, but looking for the true church. I said the true church and the true worshipers and believers. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Our third and final topic on tonight is, why do we blame the devil for everything? Our third topic and last topic for tonight, hot topic, is why do we blame the devil for everything? Now, we do know that the devil has been blamed for many things, and rightfully so. Yes, rightfully so. Amen. He is the father of lies. He is the father of deceit. He is the accuser of the brother. Amen. And he does tempt us with sin, but he cannot make us do anything. Amen. I said he cannot make us do anything. It is always our choice. And he is being blamed for everything. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. I'm sure you're used to hearing that. He has been getting blamed since the beginning of time. Eve blamed him for tempting her to eat that apple, which we don't even know was an apple. So let's say that Eve blamed him for tempting her to eat the fruit. Amen. And he did indeed entice her. Yes, he did. He enticed her. However, her excuse that it was the devil that made her do it, it did not prevent her from having to pay any consequences of her disobedience. Amen. It did not save her from having to pay any consequences of her disobedience, because clearly God had given her specific instructions and she did not follow them. You see, some things that happen in our lives are not necessarily the devil doing evil to us, but the result of some bad decisions we have made in our lives. Amen. Just like Eve made a bad decision and did exactly what God told her not to do. Yet, how many would agree that the devil gets blamed for some things that really are our own fault? It has to do with being disobedient and sometimes just being rebellious. Amen? It's always easy to say the devil made me do it. I've said it before. One common phrase we hear a lot is, girl, you know the devil's busy. Girl, the devil is busy, okay? Well, the response to that is, well, stop giving him work to do. Amen? Stop giving him work. If he's so busy, then stop giving him work. Amen? Let's put him out of business by obeying the word of God, by listening to what God is saying. Amen? You know, he's given us instructions through the Holy Word. Let's be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? I said obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, yes, you will encounter trials and tribulations in this life. Yes, you will. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Yes, out of them all. So we are aware that afflictions will occur even in the lives of the righteous, but God will definitely deliver you out of them all. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. This hot topic has to do with blaming the devil for things that we have nothing, that he has nothing to do with. But we are the ones. This is what the topic's about. Amen? It's about us being disobedient. I'm only speaking on those things that we could avoid, that we could avoid. Amen? Let me use myself as an example. Now, if I truly want to lose weight and keep it off, then I know I must exercise more, I must take in fewer calories, and I must drink plenty of water. I cannot avoid doing these things and just say, girl, the devil put all this weight on me, girl. Girl, you know the devil that made me fat, right? Amen. I cannot do that. However, I know that if I allow God to help me fight this battle, if I truly give it to him and do my part, which is eating right, eating clean, exercising, drinking water, then I know I will lose the weight and keep it off. Amen? This is just one example. Another could be blaming the devil for being broke. Girl, you know, the devil done made me broke. Girl, you know, the devil, he got my money tied up. You know, the devil done took my money. But on the other hand, we always shopping, amen? We always spending our money on things we don't need and things that's not in our budget. So does the devil really make you do it, or is it you doing what you wanted to do? Amen? Now, there may be some things that you can personally relate to that I've just said, or there may be some other examples that you can use that we blame the devil for everything. Amen? And I want to hear from you when I finish this topic right here, and you can press 1. Now, I do have good news, though. The good news is that we do have the power of the Holy Spirit even over the enemy. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. So when you receive what? You will receive power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 and 8. Amen. Mark 16 and 17. Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues." Praise the name of the Lord. So we can be sure of this, that we do have the victory as believers, as children of the Most High God. We have the power to cast out demons. We have the power, amen, to be witness and to spread the gospel. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:57. "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things, praise the name of the Lord." So let's continue to put the enemy out of work. Amen. Amen. So this ends our discussion on our three hot topics for tonight. You have heard from me. Now I want to hear from you. It is your turn to get involved in the conversation. Yes, you do have something to say. Yes, you do have something to add. You have something valuable that I want to hear. So press one on your phone and get involved. What are your thoughts on these hot topics? Our hot topics, again, let's just do a recap. We have 1, Christianity and astrology. 2, the church is not a social club. And 3, why do we blame the devil for everything? So press one and let's talk about it. It is your turn to speak now and be heard. Praise the name of the Lord.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Woo, you on to do some hot topics. I told you that hot topic thing is gonna go far for you. Whoa.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We don't have any callers yet. Oh, wait a minute, I see one number up there, but I wanna come in and just say a couple of things. First of all, you are on it with the astrology thing. It's one scripture that I would lead everybody to get a confirmation on that is Matthew 6, chapter 6. Read the whole chapter, mm-hmm. but in 33 it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom
Amen.
Of God and his righteousness,
yes.
and
yes.
all things will
all
be added unto you." Tomorrow's
Amen.
Not
That's
promised, and yesterday, tomorrow's not promised, and yesterday
yes.
is over, but today is sufficient for itself. And I'm motivated by that scripture, but I'm also motivated that you brought that up. That is not godly. That is not Christian. And before
Amen.
I get any
Amen.
Other topic, I have to say this, Minister Michelle. This isn't just being because I am pro-woman, because I'm pro-everybody. But I want to clarify something. You said, and this isn't correction. This is just to clarify some. You said that Eve had gotten instructions from God. She never got instructions from God. God walked with Adam. God downloaded the information into Adam. And then when it was time for him to leave, he said it was not good to leave man alone. He created woman. Woman was then to be instructed by the instructions from God, from Adam to woman. Something happened in that breakdown of communication that Eve that's another show altogether. But she had to be curious and had to be willing to listen for a lack of what she wasn't getting. And I believe that's where the big mistake was happening. But God walked with Adam. God downloaded the information into Adam, and then he created Eve. And at that point, God was out of the picture, because it was now Adam's job to download that same information, if I'm reading the same Bible we all are. So
Amen.
You ladies, you only went by what you know, and that goes back to a lot of us, Minister Michelle. We made mistakes, and we've done some things in our past, but we only did what we knew how to do. But today is the day that we know God's way and knew a new way of life that we could create a new situation that's honoring God, not so much what happened, but what we do now that will last. But you ladies are off the hook. Adam was the one who dropped the ball.
Well, he received the instruction. He didn't see the instruction.
Yes. Amen. Well, let's go to your
Amen.
Callers. Amen. Area code 310, last 4, 8218. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, Minister Michelle and Pastor E.
Good evening, Minister Collins. How are you? God bless you.
Good evening.
I'm good. Good evening. I really enjoyed the hot topics tonight, and I would like to elaborate on all three, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Speak
yes.
now and be heard.
The first one, Kristen in the horoscopes. I can remember over 20-some years ago, I was really hung up with the horoscopes. I truly would read my horoscope every day. My birthday is May 1st, so my horoscope, so to speak, would be a Taurus.
Okay.
And I would read that thing every day. And sometimes what I read, it had some truth in it. I remember one time I had bought a book, and the book was like for a year of telling you what your horoscope was. That was just how much I was into horoscopes.
Okay.
And until one day I was listening to a ministry on television, and they were speaking about the horoscopes. And they were speaking about it. That was one of the things that God had not removed out of the earth, the horoscopes and the almanac. And the minister was ministering about it, and he was telling where you could go to read and find out about how this was not of God, that this was of evil, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in the beginning I was like, you know, I still believe that it's true. But then I went and I read it, and once I read it, and, you know, it read it, it went into my heart. I was convicted, and no more with the horoscopes from that day on. And now that I know the truth and I know what God's word is, and that we are to seek him, Pastor E just said, but, you know, and I know some people are still hung up with that, that, you know, it may show you some truth, but it is not the main truth. Just like you say, it may be good for that day, but God's word is good every day, and his word is yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the horoscope can't say that. They can't promise you that.
That's right. Amen. That's a good point. And I know you're not the only one. There's a lot of people, like I said, when I was younger, I would read my horoscope as well, and sometimes it would be true. Most of the time it would be true. And every now and then it may hit on it, but the majority of the time that it wasn't true. And after a while, I was like, oh, this ain't really nothing, you know. And then as I got older and more mature and kind of understood the word more, I knew that, okay,
right,
it was definitely a conflict of what God's word was saying.
Yeah, well, right, just on a man's, look, on a man's side, Taurus is in the house. No, I'm just playing. No, but you know what? I used to, as a younger person, especially in high school, you know, that was the thing. Everybody was on the, you know, and Mr. Michelle dropped it down. You know, what's your sign? That was a catch line. You know,
pick up
line and stuff. You know, I would look at it, but I'll say one thing: if any astrology that I ever read about Tauruses, it was similar, but never hit it right on. It was like guessing games and stuff. And I used to read it and be like, oh, is that going to be for me today? And it never will work out.
Yeah.
So, you know,
exactly.
I'm looking for proof and things like that. But we all fall to that, you know, and for the lack of knowledge. But thank God we're getting knowledgeable today from Minister Michelle. Glory.
Amen. Praise God.
Topic
Amen.
Two.
Go ahead.
Yes,
two.
And the church is not a social club. And
Amen.
I know some people do, you know, use the church as that. I would only just say the younger generation, even some of the older generation are still doing that, you know. Say, for instance, and it's not pinpointed to one person or group or anything, but say, for instance, that they all go together that Saturday night to the club and they end up all coming to the church the next morning together in the same group, and as you said, they're flocking to some of the big churches or the mega churches because, you know, sometimes what they're getting is the tickling of the ear, but they're not really receiving the truth and depth into their heart of what God's word is.
Amen.
You know, so it's just like a clique, a group that's hanging together, and you like, you know, like a girl, I can't wait till we all go together, come at the same time, and hear what pastor is saying. And,
sit in
the
same section.
It really rocked me. But, it's not for the truth of what God really is, but hopefully that eventually it will really get down into them what it's really about and not just being a social club, but it's really there for the purifying of our souls, you know.
Amen.
Here I come on this one. Listen, I want to say this, it has to be said, because when you talk about churches that are social clubs, it's not the people. It's the leadership. You can never say the people or anything.
Okay.
These social club churches, and I'm not throwing stones. I'm stepping on toes maybe. But these pastors allow certain things to go on. Homosexuality, because they're the highest tithers. The clubbers, who come in guaranteed with they're going to drop down 50, 100. And
amen.
So the certain churches are built off of those criteria. It's not the people. It's what the leadership allows. There's no church in America that's going through something that the leadership is not letting happen.
Amen.
And then it turns into a social club, but we let it, you know, hey, come on, y'all. I know it happens, especially in L.A. There's churches out there that only don't preach on certain things because they know they can't offend those tithers and the people that give every week.
All right.
And they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And there's no growth. There's no salvation.
Amen.
You know, material things. Look, y'all want to keep it real tonight. Y'all better get me off the line. But real talk, though.
We need to know. It's going
to
help.
As us believers, we have to be accountable to where we go to church and who we let speak to us and pray for us and sow into us, because those spirits hitchhike. As men and women, we have to be more protective and more serious about speaking about it. That it cannot go on. We're trying to be one church that's without spot or blemish.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You can't predict when he's coming, how he's coming, what time of day. But you know one thing: he's coming back for a church of one. And if we get to that point, at least we've superseded everything else and went to another level of acceptability because we know what he's coming back for.
Very true.
And I will back out on that part because I'm very passionate about that, because, you know, the big churches won't come in the parks with us and they're not on the corners with us and they're not in the hoods where really the lost and saved are. And so us little churches, we got to continue to stick together and grow in our outreaches and things like that, you know, so we can do what's being effective. And then it'll change the big churches that are social clubs. Thank you so much for this topic also.
Amen. Praise God. You're very welcome. To God be the glory.
And topic three.
Hot topic.
Oh, that's a hot one. That's a hot one. We'll get together and we can do that on Real Talk any Friday you guys want to.
Absolutely. Amen.
All right. And three, blame the devil for everything.
Ooh.
I know that is something that, you know, we do. We, even as Christians, you know, we can get hung up in it. I know I've done that myself. And
I have
until you come into the learning of it and you realize, okay, we're actually giving him more credit that is due him. And when we do that, I believe that's building him up and that's causing him to bring up more offenses against us and keeping us longer in a position that we're willing to stay to, which we can't pay for, you know. So it's just like what you just ministered about a few minutes ago, Minister Michelle, you know, blaming him from everything. And really it depends on the decisions that we make ourselves that have gotten us in certain positions that now we see that we can't come out of, or we're having a hard time of coming out of, and we're blaming on the enemy that this is what he has stolen or taken from us. And sometimes we're actually giving it freely to him, or
that's
it's
true.
Because that we're in this flesh, you know, and we know the flesh wants to have its way. And,
yes,
you know, the more we get into the word, the more that we're being taught, we can come into more realization of learning, you know, the difference of how we can succumb unto the flesh, you know. That we have the right to override the feelings of the flesh and not to continue to just blame the enemy, but to really put everything in perspective to help ourselves out.
Amen. Well, you did an excellent recap. That was excellent. Thank you. Thank you for
these just really some good hot topics
now.
I really enjoyed it.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you so much for walking in your ministry.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And the devil didn't make you do it. The devil didn't make us do it. You know, he only has the opportunity to give us a choice, an option, to go left or go right. We have to make the conscious choice on whether to follow God or follow that choice. It's us. It all falls back on us and what we're willing to do and how high we're willing to go in sacrificing our own self for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
You have Minister Terry waiting.
Amen.
Minister
Good
Terry.
Good evening, family. Good evening, family.
God bless you, Minister Terry.
Good
evening.
God bless you, my beautiful sister. God bless Minister and Sister Allen also, and God bless Pastor E and all the listeners. I tell you, Minister Michelle, my sister, hot topic. Ooh, I was listening to you on Christians and Horoscopes. You know, in the environment we grew up, we all grew up in the same area. We
Amen.
Were raised on reading that horoscope. And like Pastor E said, that was a pickup line. What's your sign? And
yes,
if it wasn't the right sign because we were reading this, we weren't compatible. But Minister Michelle, ooh, I commend you for just keeping it real and tell people don't waste your time on that. A lot of people are going from horoscope to tarot reading. Come on now. You better read your Bible. Let him reveal the real things what's going on in life. The Bible reveals everything to you, so we have to make sure we're reading and placing our attention on where it should be placed and what we're reading, and make sure our children are placing their attention on what should be placed, because social media and everything else, they're just blowing all of this out of proportion, and children have been passed on from generation to generation from their parents. That was our age and above. Now, well, my mom didn't really get to that horoscope thing. I think it was the thing of my era. But because our parents were raised up on that Bible, on the Word of God. Family, our ancestors was raised on the Word of God, you know, and keep the truth in it. The Word is truth. So don't go by all this made-up horoscopes and everything telling you you're going to get a million, you're going to have these problems and everything. You pray to God what you have the desire to your heart, and he will, you know, he'll give it to you. Because Michelle, that's a hot topic.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you go to the next one, I got to ask the question. Wait a minute. Did you guys ask the guy sign to see if you're compatible? Because we didn't. We just wanted to get in. Okay, it didn't matter what sign you was. If you was fine, we was trying to get at you.
Yes. And, you know, that was compatibility if you were such sign. Because you had read all of this, you really believed this. You know, that's
I'm just saying,
people
that was for you guys, because we didn't go by that. We just went by that. That was the quickest way to get in.
Because you know
your
what, Pastor E, Minister Michelle, they didn't really read back then like we were reading, you know.
Amen.
We were reading it.
We don't read now like y'all read.
Yeah, Pastor E, but you know what? It's the truth. So some people get up and read those zodiac signs before they read a verse off the Bible. Ooh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus.
Facebook every morning.
Look at them. You know, it's just BS traffic. You know, we can't have that. We have to put the Word of God out there. Stop the nonsense. Come on now. Facebook is not so much.
What's the word?
What's the word? Facebook can be used. Social media is supposed to be used to get the Word of God, Jesus Christ, out. You know what? And Pastor, you said something the other day. Ooh, he don't bless you with homes and cars. He blessed you with to be a good steward, that wisdom to take care of that money he provided for you to make.
Amen.
I mean, you know, let me stop. Let me get back on this second hot topic.
No, you know
the church.
Excellent. Speak on
some
it.
People, Miss Michelle, like the church. Some people say the church is a big social event. No, it's not. It's a house of worship for the God
Amen.
That I tell you. And it is not the building. That church is within you. For to worship
God.
Him constantly, wherever you are, whoever you
Amen.
May be around, worship him. Worship him, the body of Christ, so we can all. I enjoy fellowship. You know, I really do enjoy fellowship, but I really love to just worship. And that's what it is. We shouldn't be there just to have a social event going on, even though we're having fellowship because we're like-minded believers, but we're there for one purpose, to worship him.
Amen.
And hot topic number three, my sister, you said, okay, why do we blame the devil on everything? You know what? Back in the 70s, I know everybody remembers Flip Wilson, the comedian.
Yes.
The devil made me do it. Ooh, hallelujah. No, the devil don't make you do nothing unless you submit to the devil. You have to resist him in the name of Jesus, and he will
flee. In the name
of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. But most people, it depends on what you're focusing on. Are you focusing on him in his work, or are you focusing on Jesus and what he has done in his work and what he's doing in your life? So what you pay attention to is what you're going to see. You know,
that's
some
right.
people,
Amen.
I tell you, if you don't read up on the word of God and get him out of you, he will camp up in you because you allow him. Resist the devil, he will flee. Just
yes,
say, in the
good.
Name of
Amen.
Jesus, he will flee. Sister, you
Absolutely.
Had another hot topic, I tell you.
Amen.
I'm excited over here, my sister. Love you all.
Amen. Love you, and thank you. Thank you for that. That
You're
was
welcome.
Excellent recap. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
That's our only caller. We still got a couple more minutes, ladies. If you want to get involved in this hot topics today, go ahead and dial 1 and come on live with Minister Michelle. Women speak now and be heard.
Yes.
Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
Well, there was
oh, you have a caller. You have a caller.
Amen.
You have a
Amen.
Caller. Area code 562, last 43575. You're live on Women Speak Now and be heard. Area code 562. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, caller. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Hello, caller.
Hello. I
How
called
are you?
To listen. Finding you. I just
Good.
Called basically to call in. I'm going through a lot, so sometimes I need someone to talk to. And I just...
Amen.
Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
I had a brain tumor aneurysm.
Uh-huh.
And I made a mistake and got married. I don't know what we're supposed to talk about because this is the first time I'm calling in, so.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead and speak on it.
And I was in a coma for 2 months, a very professional woman, account manager for United Healthcare, 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get back to where I was. So many things changed. I own my own home. I just think I made a mistake. And
okay.
I shouldn't have married for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Because he left.
Okay, so you're currently separated?
Hmm?
Are you currently separated?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we are.
Okay.
But I think I need to get back to me because I am getting ready to be 59 in December, but
uh-huh.
I still look good, but I had 3 brain surgeries, and he left in the process. The blessing thing that I could say is I own my own home. Good job. I didn't change my name.
Minister Michelle.
Yes.
What's our caller's name?
What's
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I want to pull you over into our. I want to pull you over into our private line. I'm going to bring Minister Terry over and myself. We're going to
Amen.
Talk to you in our private line and get some
Amen.
Of your particulars. This is a little bit of a personal conversation, and let
Amen.
Minister Michelle continue her show. But we're going to take you over into our green room right now.
Amen. Okay, so if we don't have any other callers, I just want to say that this has been a great discussion, and the 3 hot topics were good hot topics of tonight. And I do want to ask all the ones who are listening to give me your hot topics, because I'm coming up with the hot topics, and I do believe they're good topics. I do believe that the Lord has put these hot topics on my heart, but I want to get your hot topics as well. So I want to know what it is that you want to hear us discuss here on Women Speak Now. And you can do that by putting your hot topics on our Facebook page, on Women Speak Now. You can also get them to me directly on my Facebook page or also through Pastor E. The Now Network and T2P Ministries. So those are the ways that you can do it, to get your hot topics to us. So we're starting to take them now. You can start getting your hot topics in as early as today. You go ahead and start posting those, and then I can get them together for the following Thursday. I do believe that the hot topics is a very good discussion, something that is needed. We can talk about real issues with real godly solutions. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So I'll just go ahead and just close us out in prayer if there's not anything else. Anything else you would like to add, Minister?
callers on tonight?
No. No, just enjoy the hot topics, and hopefully I can come up with some to pass on to you.
Okay, I was going to say that. Now, do you have any hot topics? Any one topic? Amen. Is there something that you would like to have us covered, for us to cover here on Women Speak Now?
I will. I am going to be thinking of some, and I will pass them on to you. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, amen. Praise God. Well,
amen.
Well, that ends our discussion for tonight, and I hope that everybody has totally enjoyed the hot topic. And again, like I said, I look forward to receiving the new hot topics for next Thursday. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and close this all in prayer. So, Lord, we thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you for this great conversation. We thank you for the dialogue, Father God. We thank you for the caller that's on the other line right now, Father God. I pray that she's getting ministered to, Father God.
Yes.
All that she needs, that she will receive on tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask your continued blessings on every listener, on all those who will listen to the replay, and even in the archives, Father God. I lift up this prayer request to you, every need to you, Father God. You know everything, Father God, so I just lift it up to you, Father God, and we ask your blessings on the Now Network and the men of God, Pastor E. In all this we ask in your precious Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Be blessed. Thank
Amen.
You for joining us. Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.